He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And then Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of glory and of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Amen.
Okay, I just want to pray and ask for God's blessing on his word this evening. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you speak to us through your living and your active word, Lord God. May we have ears to hear what it is that you're saying to us, please. We ask, Father, that you would be glorified through your word tonight, and that that word, Lord God, would do its work in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, your son, we ask this, please. Amen. We're looking at this series over the next number of weeks on And Now for the Good News. And we always start with the miserable part of it first. And people think, well, thank goodness by the end of it there is some good news. And so my subject tonight is rejection or acceptance. And I'm sure, as I was looking at this during the week, I'm sure most of us will have heard the expression, no man is an island. Except, of course, the Isle of Man, but no man is an island. And this was an expression that was first used by an English poet who himself was a born-again Christian called John Donne. And it indicates that everyone is connected. Some say some are more connected than others. But you know, everyone is connected, be it to other people or to their surroundings. Rejection and acceptance, therefore, is really part and parcel of life. In fact, so much so that today it plays a significant role in entertaining every one of us. Now, I don't know about you, but nothing winds me up more than watching TV programs where these people choose to put their names forward to go on to these programs to perform a role, for example, like Britain's Got Talent. And then when they're told, well, actually, you're complete and utter rubbish, start gurning. And then they walk off, disgusted. Or it's the other way around when they say, you've got four big yeses. Start to go, and I just want to kick my TV screen in. And I said, why do you go on to that program and do that? And there's a new one coming. I've seen it advertised just recently. I thought, avoid it like a plague. Britain's Best Pottery. Hello. I'd rather stick pins in my eyes than watch that. But even in the advert, they were gurning about whose was the best pot. Putting clay on a thing. Most reality TV shows, I don't know if you've noticed this, but when you go and watch these again, if you're so unfortunate to waste your life away, when you watch Big Brother or The X Factor or I'm a Celebrity, they're actually based on rejection and acceptance. And viewers take pleasure in watching both. Humans are so concerned about being socially accepted because we can't handle what's called the disconnect. We can't handle the painful experience of rejection. So what happens when a person experiences rejection? Well, more and more research shows that people experiencing rejection suffer in ways not so different to actual physical injury. In fact, some rejection can be more agonizing than physical pain. Rejection can have serious implications for a person's mental state, causing psychosomatic illnesses and anxieties. It can leave people feeling unloved, unwanted, and with no sense of belonging, and that's the disconnect. Rejection hurts. Someone has described it as pain in the brain. And when humans hurt, we react. For example, rejection can take people to extremes. And so if you look at most of the mass killings in the schools and the universities that have taken place recently in America, they're carried out by people who had been socially rejected by their peers. Rejection hurts. And when humans hurt, we react, many turning their pain upon themselves. And whether it's not receiving recognition or not receiving acceptance or appreciation or being dumped by a partner or a friend, whether it's being excluded from the group or from the church or from the team, you know, or not getting maybe the job that we had hoped for, rejection actually hurts. Even the fear of being rejected has powerful negative influences on our emotions and our attitudes and our behaviour. Sometimes we'll actually accept anything. We will put up with anything rather than be rejected. We'll put up with stuff. We'll give in to things just to prevent rejection. You see, humans have a fundamental need to belong, to be connected. And when our sense of belonging is removed, it hurts. And those hurts, if buried inside, are buried alive. They continue to hurt unless or until they are properly dealt with. In the first of the readings that Shirley read this evening in Isaiah chapter 53, it speaks of Jesus, and it says that he was despised and rejected by men. John had said there, do you think he felt it? Of course he felt it. He was despised. Nobody likes to be despised. Jesus was despised. He was rejected by men. In his day, Jesus just didn't fit in. He wasn't socially or religiously accepted, but was rejected by his own people. Even today, in 2015, Jesus is despised and rejected. Why do you think this place isn't filled to capacity and bursting at the seams and us having to put speakers out there for the people who are standing out there to hear? Why do you think that's not happening? Because Jesus is despised and rejected by the vast majority of people in these communities. They want no connection with him. In his humanity, Jesus understands rejection, and therefore he can sympathize with those who face similar hurts. However, having said this, Jesus didn't come into this world seeking the praise of men or to be welcomed into a circle of friends. He came here knowing that he would be despised and rejected, knowing that he would be cut off. And he did this because he loved us and wanted to open up the way for us to be accepted by a holy God, to be accepted by God, his Father. You see, acceptance is something we humans crave. We crave it in our relationships. We crave it among other people, in churches, in teams, in clubs. People don't necessarily go about on their own because they crave acceptance. They want to belong. Acceptance makes us feel safe. It makes us feel valued. It makes us feel actually good about ourselves. It gives us a sense of belonging or of being connected. We don't feel devalued or unappreciated when we're accepted. There isn't that same sense of isolation or loneliness that comes with rejection. Acceptance makes us feel like we have worth. Just as we need food, shelter, and warmth, human beings need acceptance. Now, some people choose to live a solitary life, but there's absolutely no doubt that that is a very lonely existence. Humans need interpersonal relationships to thrive. And when we don't have them, and when we are not accepted but are rejected, it leads to a host of problems, not just mentally. Our desire to be accepted can make us do things we wouldn't normally do. So think, for example, about peer pressure. Peer pressure makes people do things because they fear rejection. And we're the same. Just because we're adults, we think peer pressure is just for teenagers. It's not. Peer pressure affects us throughout our lives. We will do things just because we do not want to be rejected. We want to be accepted. And we will do things that would necessarily, at times, would go against our own conscience just to be part of the group, just to be wanted, just to be loved, just to feel safe and valued and good. Think about peer pressure and how it changes people just to fit in. Think about the peer pressure that stops people coming through the doors of a church. You don't want to go there with them bunch of idiots. You don't want to go and listen to that Taddy Gordon talking rubbish from the front of the church and trying to brainwash you and tell you all the lies and dupe you with all of that nonsense from an old book. And they cave into pressure. Even the Bible, even Jesus spoke about this, that people would hear the word, but the word would be quickly taken from them because they would cave in to peer pressure. Humans crave acceptance. They don't want to be rejected. People don't want to come through the doors and give their lives to Jesus because, what are my friends going to think if I become a Christian? How am I going to tell my mum or my dad that I've become a Christian? They're going to kick me out of the house. They won't want anything to do with me. And so, for the sake of acceptance, they'll reject Jesus. I think the poet John Donne is right to say, no man is an island. We are connected to others and to our surroundings. We need to have these connections. However, human acceptance does not and cannot satisfy the deepest longing within human beings. Let me say that again. Human acceptance cannot and does not satisfy the deepest longing within human beings. You know, I said some time ago that the former minister of Hamilton Road Presbyterian Church, the Reverend David Searle, in his book on the Ten Commandments, described humans as having a hole in our soul. And we seek to fill that hole in our soul. We seek to fill that emptiness within us with whatever we can to satisfy that deep need. But nothing we do, or nothing that we try, works. Not focusing on our families, ourselves, or our career. Not loving and helping others. Not doing good works. Not doing everything that we ever want to do or getting everything that we ever desire will fill that happiness. Nothing that we can do on earth. No earthly thing, no human thing can fill that hole in our soul. We crave acceptance. There's a hole in our soul and nothing in this world can fill it. In the second reading, in Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul writes to the Christians in Ephesus saying, those who are in Christ have been accepted in the Beloved. Those who are in Christ have been accepted in the Beloved. Now, by the term in Christ Jesus, we know that Paul is speaking about Christians. So we'll take this down to Dick and Dora, Nip and Fluff here. When Paul says people are in Christ Jesus, he means those who are Christians. They are, he says, accepted in the beloved. He means those who are Christians are accepted by God in and through Jesus. That's simple. So, if Christians are accepted by God, then the logical train of thought is those who are not Christians, who are not in Christ, are not accepted by God. And here is the origin of humans craving acceptance. Here is the origin of having a hole in our soul. God created man to know him, to love him, and to walk in his ways. Man rejected God and chose his own way. But man's way is a way of sin leading to death and separation from God. Because of sin, every person is born with a hole in their soul, a God-shaped hole in their soul that manifests itself by a deep inner longing for acceptance. And every human seeks to satisfy that longing, to fill the hole in their soul with whatever they think will meet that need. But nothing in this world will fill that emptiness. Only God can fill that emptiness. Only he can fill the hole in our soul. Sin separates us from God, and therefore it must be dealt with. God knew that man could never meet his own greatest need, to be reconciled to God. God knew man couldn't deal with sin. And so he sent Jesus, his son, into this world, knowing he would be despised and rejected. Sent him into this world to pay the price for man's sin by offering himself as a sacrifice for sin. Jesus came into this world knowing he'd be rejected by those he came to save. But he did it because he loved us, and so that those who trusted in him could be forgiven and accepted by God and be adopted into God's family. And this is how the hole in our soul is satisfied. There is no other way. Our craving for acceptance that exceeds human acceptance is only satisfied in Jesus. In Jesus alone, we have peace with God. We are accepted in the beloved. Jesus was despised and rejected so we could be loved and accepted by God. Those in Christ are loved by God with an everlasting love and will never experience rejection by him. Let me say that again. Those who are in Christ, those who are Christians, are loved by God with an everlasting love and will never, throughout all eternity, never experience rejection by him. Family, friends, and others may reject and disown us, but God will never forsake or reject those who are in his beloved, those who have trusted in Jesus. So let me ask, are you craving acceptance? Are you looking for the answer to the hole in your soul? Well, let me tell you, you won't find it on earth. You won't find anything on this earth that can meet that need. Maybe you've suffered rejection by others and you feel unloved, unwanted, unappreciated, or alone. Maybe you feel a real sense of disconnect in your life, or like you don't belong. Remember, no man, no woman is an island. You need to get connected again. And I can only tonight point you to Jesus, because through Jesus, you get connected to God. And only God can fill the hole in your soul. Only He can satisfy your deepest longing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you that you created us in that sense, Lord, with a hole in our soul, a yearning for acceptance that, Lord, is meant to drive us to you. Thank you that there is a way open for us to draw near to you, and it's all because of Jesus. Father, thank you that out of your love, you sent Jesus into this world to be despised and rejected so that we could be loved and accepted. And you have told us, promised us, that anyone who is in Christ will never experience rejection by you. You will never leave us nor forsake us. And so, Lord, tonight, for any Christian in this place who, for whatever reason, has felt rejected, Lord God, and maybe feels, Lord, a disconnect, a sense of no longer belonging, Father, in the name of Jesus, help them to see that if they are in Christ, they belong to you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? And anyone tonight, Lord God, who is in this place and is not yet in Christ, help them to see, O God, that they are disconnected from you. And unless they repent, unless they turn, Lord God, to you and cry out to you through Jesus Christ, your Son, they will be eternally disconnected. Lord, have mercy. And may you, O God, in your great abounding grace and love, help us all to know you and to love you, and to receive, Lord God, all of that acceptance by you in Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Jesus, when you took the sin of the world, you experienced a rejection that was so profound we will never, ever, ever know that.